What's up, Kiss Army? My name is Joe, and this is your 20-minute Kiss Fix. So I said that we were going to do a couple more shows this week, and one is out of this book right here, Kiss Alive Forever. I have read mine so much that the pages are falling out of it. Somebody really needs to send me a new one. I did get a message. Forgive me, because I'm really not prepared for this right now, but somebody sent me a message that said that you could get this book on, I believe it said Amazon. So if you guys can't find one, go check out Amazon and you could get this book. It's amazing. I've read it so many times and looked through it for all kinds of references that I've just worn it out. Hey, Doug, how are you doing? Paul Beebe's in Melbourne. Good to see you. Hi, Karen. She's upstairs. Chris Vickery, what's up? David Donnelly, what's going on? Let's talk about this book. I wanted to talk about, before we get started, I found, and by I mean Karen, found some video footage that I have never shown on Podcast Rock City. You've heard the audio before, but you've never seen the video footage. So I have put them together, the audio and the video. The video for the last like minute gets cut off, but it's okay. I'm going to share it with you guys first tonight when we get done talking about this. So I know it's the 20-minute Kiss Fix, but prepare to stick around for maybe 4.5 minutes longer. Let's talk about the bands that that opened up for Kiss. I'm going to tell you guys something. Some of these bands I've never heard of, but we're going to start here. It's alphabetical in this book, too. Let's see. 10cc did one show. Aerosmith, two. Up to this point, when this book was written, this is the bands that we've got, okay? Don't forget, stick around. I've got a video to show you guys. Aerosmith, two shows. Argent, three shows. Billy Preston, one. Black Oak, Arkansas, six shows. Black Sabbath, open for Kiss four times. This is also co-headliners. So I would also imagine that Black Sabbath was a co-headliner. What do you guys think? Jared already knows what's coming. Okay, so anyway, James Gang. I'm just going to jump through a bunch of these. Johnny Winter. Ozzy Osbourne opened a show. New York Dolls, five shows. Let's see. Queensryche, 311. I love 311. I don't know if 311's got the boom, y'all. I've seen them in concert one time with my friend Chris, who's like a diehard, who's a diehard 311 fan. It was so much fun. The whole place reeked of weed for 2 hours. If I'd have got pulled over, they'd have been swearing I was smoking weed. 311. Can you imagine 311 opening for Kiss? I'm just saying. Axe. Black and Blue opened 24 shows. One of them I saw. New Year's Eve in Atlanta. As like 1985 into 86. Kiss played. New Year's Eve, and then they ended like at 11:30. Like they finished, and the fans didn't. We did not go anywhere. We did not leave. And I guess Kiss came out and they did a few songs. I think they did a Zeppelin song, and they did. I can't remember all the songs, but in this book it tells you. So if you want to get this book, get it. It's just great. I know that some of you guys don't like the people that wrote it or person or whatever, but I'm telling you right now, it's completely worth it. Black and Blue. Let's see. Dr. Hook in the Medicine Show. I'm just throwing some of these names out. Dokken opened seven shows. Let's see. There's a band. Look, Fleetwood Mac. That had to be a co-headliner, right? It had to have been. That had to have been a co-headlining show. There's no way. Let's see. The Plasmatics opened 22 shows. Motley Crue. Of course, we all knew Motley Crue did the some shows. Let's see. Who else do we got? Piper, REO Speedwagon, Riot. Somebody mentioned them earlier. Slaughter did 111 shows with Kiss. Skid Row, 118. Ted Nugent did 170 shows. Testament opened 2. I like Testament. UFO did 2. Wasp played 45 shows with them. Did Wild Stallions ever open? Doug Ponier. No. I don't know. Let me look it up. There's a band called... Yeah, look, there's a band called Wicked Lester that opened for Kiss. I don't know how that works, but that's what it says. Zebra opened. Winger did 39 shows. Some of you guys might have been at that. Let's see. Who else do we have? Rammstein, 4 shows. The Red Hot Chili Peppers opened for Kiss. Listen, while I'm doing this, tell me some of the bands that you guys saw. Chris Vickery already pointed out. So in UK, it says Psycho Circus at Wembley. Buck Cherry were great. Yes, I saw that as well. Not in England. I wasn't in the UK. Although, it would have been great if I could have been. Once again, for you guys that are joining late, I'm going to play a video when we're done here that I've never shown online before. You guys are going to be the first ones to see it. Although some people are cheating. You know who you are. Let's see. Trickster opened up 56 shows. Uriah Heep, 33 shows. You know what? And this is probably not going to be surprising to you guys. But if you were to tell me, Joe, I'll give you $1 million, sing a Uriah Heep song, I couldn't do it. Yes, ZO2, I don't think is in this book, though. They're not, because this book was written before ZO2 opened. Queensryche, I see Gordon Jackson. That's what. Yes, I love Queensryche. I would have killed. Well, not really killed. I would have stepped on a ant to be able to see Queensryche open for Kiss. I'm gonna look up and see if there's any other bands in here. Rage Against the Machine opened a show. Let's see. Sepultura. That's metal. Sepultura opened up 1 show. Stars did 1. Street Punk, we all have heard of them. T-Rex opened a show. That must have been great. I wish it would have said which ones were co-headliners and which ones weren't, you know? Let's see. James Gang. I might have said that already. Ozzy. REO Speedway. Rush opened. See, this says Rush only opened 3 shows. Okay. So now that we've talked about this, let me get to what my point is. The headliner is the headliner, but the opening band needs to be done right. Do you guys agree? Give me an amen. John Patterson said, my concert list of Kiss opening bands, Cheap Trick, New England, Headpins, Udo, King Cobra, Ted Nugent, Slaughter, Winger, Faster Pussycat, some name I can't say, Glue Leg. I probably read that wrong. Power Man 5000, Trickster, Shinedown, and Buck Cherry. Jared Frank says Plasmatics, Queensryche, Black and Blue, Ted Nugent, Slaughter, Winger did my first few shows. You guys out there, if you want to email me a message of a subject that you think that we can cover, and by we, I mean me and you, in 20 minutes or less, email it to podcastrockcity1. That's the number 1 at gmail.com. I just said a lot. I need a drink. Hang in there. Okay. So headlining bands mean a lot, and getting the right ones for the right time is super important. I hope you guys are with me on that. So with this tour coming to an end, I know on Podcast Rock City, we've talked about who, you know, how important it would be to have somebody like Bruce Kulick's band opening for Kiss that night. And all I'm saying here is this is the last show. And when we were talking the other day, Joey on our show, Joey Quesada, if you guys don't know, we do a live show every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern time in the same place you're watching this one. It's an hour long, and there's four of us, Joe, Joey, Sonny, and Lee, and we all get together and we talk for an hour. We have a blast, and you guys from all over the world join us. Joey said that he really thinks Kiss is done at the end of that second show. So do you guys think that? Do you guys agree with Joey? Yes or no? Just type it in the comment section down there. I'm torn. I'm sure they're done touring. I don't know. There's a good chance that they're going, man, I'm tired of putting this crap on. I mean, 70s, they're in their 70s. So I'm just saying, it just seems like seeing Kiss, we have our hopes of what they're going to do, say, play, what's going to happen with Kiss. But I think a lot of us also have a dream and a hope of who's going to open at least the last two shows, right? And it can't, nothing against the Painter guy. I've seen the Painter like 8 times, okay? And to be fair, he's got talent out the wazoo. I cannot do what he does. I can't paint a straight line, okay? That's the absolute truth. Maybe with a ruler, but or a guide somehow. But I can't paint a straight line. But I'm done with that. Do you guys agree we're done with the Painter? There has to, now overseas, like Australia, you guys are getting Weezer. That pisses me off. I'd like Weezer. Not on the final two nights, though. And it's cool because Weezer are huge Kiss fans. If you guys don't know that, they actually have a song called The Basement, and they actually mention having Kiss posters on the wall in that song in their basement. And, I really got to go back to, it's got to be somebody that doesn't overshadow Kiss, but it means a lot to the Kiss fans. So Bruce Kulick's band, Cheap Trick would be great. Slaughter would be a great opening band. They did so many shows with Kiss. Slaughter, I don't need to see Skid Row. I saw them on the final tour. And the only reason I would want Skid Row to open is if Sebastian Bach was with the band. And we all know that ain't happening. Give me some ideas. Who do you guys need to see? Let me read some of your comments. David Lee Roth on End of the Road in Lexington, Kentucky was cool. Bradley Hembry. Hey, Bradley. John says, John Patterson, Ottawa, Ontario. Was a Kiss won a Kiss concert back in 2000. Oh, it went too fast. Pretty sure when I saw Queensryche open for Kiss, it was a triple bill with Fastway. That's kind of cool. Bradley Hembry says opening band super important. Mike Williams, Amber Wild Band, aka Evan Stanley Band. That's what we're hearing. I don't know if that's gonna happen. But that's what we're hearing. But it can't be for the last two shows. I mean, the last two shows, I want something that's going to be nostalgic. And maybe that would be nostalgic. You know, full circle. You got, Paul retiring, his son ending his career. It's like wrestling against your son and getting the bionic elbow at the end, and you're going to go and definitely going to go to, you know, the, what do you call it? Yeah, to retire your favorite wrestler. Look, Chad Hill says, I used Gooch's book, so he's leaving a one-star review. Thank you, Chad. It's a good book. I'm sorry. And actually, I'm not sorry. Let's see. Expect to be disappointed, Mike Williams said. Thanks, Mike. If you guys don't know who Mike is, he does a show. I don't know. Are you still doing your show? Classic Rock Drops and Kiss Talk he does. It says, I'd rather, Chris Vickery said, I'd rather see Evan than the painter. Jared Frank says, just realized that after the Australian Weezer show, the real bands of all the bands I tribute have opened for Kiss. Nice. Oh, yeah. You guys, Jared Frank is in like 40 bands. All right. So here's the deal. You guys keep talking about that. I want to play something for you guys. That is, I released it a year and a half ago or so. And, I didn't have the video. I couldn't find the video, and Karen found it. So I took the audio and I put it with the video, mashed them together. When I met Gene Simmons, Karen and I bought a bass from Gene, and I thought, this is my opportunity. Everybody always asks questions. How you doing? Are you going to be this? Are you going to be that? But I thought this would be my opportunity to ask questions that, well, I've never heard before. I wasn't going to ask the question, how is Paul Stanley really like your brother? When are you coming back to Atlanta? Blah, blah, blah. So what I wanted to do was put some, I wanted to put some questions together that basically were random questions. Okay, just random questions. Now, the last minute of the interview, the video, we have no idea what happened to it. So I put our new logo at the end. That's going to be the next t-shirt on clicktees.com. Okay, so if you like it, go to clicktees.com, check it out. It'll be our new logo. I've already worked that all out. So, I guess that's all we really need. How about you guys? You want to watch this video with me? Let's go ahead and, let's go ahead and do this. And then I'll hang out for the whole thing, and then I'll close out the show, you guys. All righty. All right, here we go. What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and I am here with Gene Simmons.
That's right.
From Kiss.
All right, so I have a bunch of questions here. They're really quick. Here we go. Favorite Beatle
depends. And I don't mean the thing I'm wearing right now. The one with the straw in it. Lennon for depth, lyrical poetry, and I hear you. McCartney for melody.
Favorite Beatle record?
Oh my God. Every single Beatle album.
Zeppelin or Stones?
It's so different. It's like cheesecake or steak. They're both completely different. I can't answer.
Okay. Favorite all-time movie?
Kiss Meets the Phantom, of course.
All right. Favorite all-time actor?
Favorite all-time actor? Lon Chaney Sr.
Favorite non-horror movie?
Lawrence of Arabia.
Favorite horror movie?
Favorite horror movie? I wonder. Oh my God, there's so many great things. King Kong, Hunchback of Notre Dame, on and on. I guess Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Godzilla or Mothra?
Godzilla, of course.
non-Kiss song you wish you wrote?
Smile, which was written by Charlie Chaplin. Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile. It's a perfect song. It's called Smile. Here's how it goes. Smile, though. And then it ends with, when you just smile. That's a perfect song.
Artist you wish you had seen, but you'll never have the opportunity to.
The Beatles. I never saw the Beatles live.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I'm shocked by that. Favorite meal your mom cooked?
Favorite meal my mom cooked? Something called cholent, which is poor people food out of Europe, where you stick everything you can into the pot. Sort of like an Irish stew, but thicker.
Least favorite meal your mom ever cooked?
Why are you doing this? Least favorite meal. Give fiddle to fish. That's awful. It's like eating leftover shoes.
Oh my goodness. Have you laid in bed at all in the past 2 years, looking at the ceiling in the middle of the night and thought, what am I going to do when the band's over? Or do you already know?
No. Because I've got so many things, so many irons in the fire. You know, I'm a lucky guy. No, I haven't wondered about that. I'll miss it, but it's like graduation or moving from one town to a new town. You miss your old friends, you miss your town, but you're looking forward to the new adventure. And especially getting tortured by Craig Gass when he says it's Gene Simmons from Kiss.
And in a message to your fans, our listeners.
To the fans. Well, you're not here to look into my eyes when I say this, but I am so forever grateful that you guys gave the band, and specifically yours truly, a chance to, I don't know how to say this without getting too choked up, but the American dream is alive, and I'm living proof of it. I wasn't born in America, and I mean, here we are in the open seas on a Kiss cruise with everybody having a great time. How does it get any better than that? So I wish there was another word that meant more, that was a deeper phrase than thank you. But thank you.
Thank you.
Now get out.
So there you guys have it. That was my interview, the video, most of it anyway, of the when Karen and I and a couple of our friends, Lonnie and Bruce, met Gene on the cruise. Hi, Lorianne. Oh, we miss you. And I got to do a quick interview. And it was, you know, like I said, it wasn't the normal questions that you guys are used to. I just thought that would be more fun. On this show, many, many times, we've complained whenever we've heard an interview where we knew the questions. We knew the answers as the questions were being asked. And I thought that it would be fun just to ask something like this. It is a year. It is over a year old. I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's not brand new. But since we had never had the video to put online, I thought it would be really important to make sure you guys, our viewers and our listeners, to see it first. So now it's on YouTube. If you guys want to go and share that would be great. And I guess that's pretty much it, you guys. I really appreciate you being here. I'll be back on Friday, and we're going to review the Paul Stanley 78 solo album. I guess that's pretty much it. My name is Joe. You're the Kiss Army, and this was your 20-minute Kiss Fix. Peace.